That was lovely that he did sit down and listen to. But I just hope something positive now comes out of it.
And you got a sense that it was a very genuine meeting. It went on longer than you expected.
It lasted nearly 2 hours. And he had somebody from the Foreign Office there to then have a meeting with us afterwards as well to discuss their concerns and the lack of support the families get to have somebody there abroad.
So tell us, up until now, you felt really pretty much abandoned by the state, and of course that letter was just making it even worse. But what were you saying to the Taoiseach as it relates to what you want, not only for yourself, because in fairness too, you're hoping other families don't have to go through what you've went through?
I know families should be left, that they have to deal with everything on their own. They have to, they don't know where to turn, they don't know to go to the Tettenbell Trust, etc. You know, they don't know where to go. They find out, like in my instance, we found out through Danielle's friend on Facebook.
So we need better systems in place for when this news emerges, that family are contacted more speedily, that they are given places to go, for example, like you've talked. The last thing we think about, because we hope something like this never happens to us.
It's even their advice, to go to the Tettenbell Trust. Mm. Because you don't know how you're going to get them home. And as an Irish person, Irish people need their bodies home. They need their loved ones back at home.
What else did you discuss as it relates to this case? Presumably, you know,
We discussed the victim's charter. We were looking for it to be amended and to be changed to Danielle's amendment.
And did he seem open to that idea?
He did. He listened and he said that he is going to look it up and check it out. And the Foreign Office also said that they would look it up and see what they can do. The victim's charter states of the support that a victim that is somebody that's murdered in Ireland gets, but it doesn't exclude Irish people that are murdered abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still no support for somebody that is Irish murdered abroad.
And we're talking financial too, aren't we? Because the case is ongoing, the trial's ongoing in India. You're all the way over here. It must be incredibly difficult to sort of try and follow it from afar. But it's thanks to generosity, fundraising, local people, GoFundMe pages, Danielle's friends, that you've had, you know, that's what's funded anything so far from your perspective. There's been no money from government.
No money at all from the government. Only thanks to the community and the whole of Ireland, and especially Danielle's friends and her sisters. We wouldn't be where we are now. That we have financed it so far, but the government have refused. They are not. They will still not finance it.
Which is, I think, the most disappointing aspect from the meeting with Leo Varadkar, because other than that, it seemed a genuine and positive engagement.
Yes, it was. Okay, I was going to listen about the fact that the grievance plays enough. We're sitting 18 months down the road and no counseling services have been offered to our children.
And as it relates to the case itself, that is, of course, ongoing. What is the status of the case at the moment, Andrea?
We're still at the witnesses that went to the scene where Danielle was. And they are sending me, I do get reports from Vikram and Dave about how she was, but I find it very hard to read, so half the time I don't read it.
Mm. It must be very, very distressing for you.
Because it is describing how she was found. We're still very, very early stages, and that's one of the points that I want through, is that officials from the embassy go to the trial, maybe not every time, because it is only on maybe once a fortnight, but even once every 3-4 months. That they show Goa that people are caring,
Yeah. And at what point, or do you still hope to attend any of the trial, Andrea? Is that possible, or what's your feelings on that?
I hope to go out with Des when the accused is in the dock. Just to see him.
Okay. It's been a distressing week for you. All really started off with that response that you received on Friday. Are you feeling, as much as you can, given what you're going through, are you feeling any better now?
I feel happier that hopefully something will come out of this and it's not just false hope. The families that lose somebody abroad, no matter what the circumstances, have somebody there now for them.
Yeah.
And they don't feel alone.
Okay, and that would be all in Danielle's name, Danielle's amendment, if that were to come to pass.
Yes, that's what we'd be hoping for, that it would be changed to Danielle's amendment, that families have somebody. Because we've been left with nobody, and no family should feel let alone.
Yeah. Okay, Andrea, listen, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, Greg.